Seeks presidential assurance on political freedoms. A governance expert raises concerns over increasing frustration among marginalized youths in Chingola. In international news, Ethiopian police arrest human trafficking ring responsible for 3,000 victims. And in sports news, CAF African schools, Zambia under 15 boys end on high at CAF Schools Championships.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekaina Sakala. Following the growing concerns surrounding political rights and participation, the Movement for National Renewal, MNR, founder and prominent constitutional lawyer John Sangwa is appealing to the President Hakainde Hichilema to provide a clear and public assurance to the nation. Mr. Sangwa emphasizes the need for clear guarantees that citizens are free to support any political organizations of their choice without fear of retaliation. Specifically, Mr. Sangwa highlights three critical assurances which he feels the head of state must pledge to the Zambian people: that individuals can openly back political groups, that lawful financial contributions can be made through official channels that will not result in adverse consequences for donors, and that the state remains steadfast in its commitment to upholding constitutional rights and freedoms. He explains that these assurances, which his movement argues, are vital to reinforcing public confidence in the rule of law and ensuring that democratic participation is both meaningful and effective. Mr. Sangwa reiterates that the movement's commitment to operating strictly within the confines of the supreme law of the country while contributing constructively to Zambia's ongoing democratic development. Through his appeal, MNR aims to cultivate an environment where political agreements can flourish free from intimidation or undue restrictions. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over growing frustration among youths in Chingola who feel sidelined by operations at the Konkola Copper Mines, also known as KCM. Speaking within an interview, Mr. Mianda said while government efforts to revive the mining sector are commendable, there is increasing anger among young people and local stakeholders who say they are not benefiting from the mine's activities. He added that KCM recently resumed operations under Vendata Resources following government intervention. It was expected to create jobs, business opportunities and economic participation for surrounding communities. Mr. Mianda has however noted that sentiments on the ground suggest a gap between those expectations and the current reality, with many youths questioning why they remain unemployed despite the mine operating within their locality. He has warned that the perceived exclusion is creating resentment and could escalate into protests if not urgently addressed. Mr. Mianda has since urged Vendata Resources to engage the community in a transparent and inclusive manner, especially on employment and local contract opportunities.
That the revival of KCM would translate into jobs, contracts, and meaningful economic participation for local people. However, sentiments on the ground suggest a widening gap between these expectations and the reality on the ground. Young people, in particular, are increasingly questioning how a major mining operation can be active in their locality while they remain unemployed and without access to business opportunities linked to the mine. This perceived exclusion is fueling anger and deep resentment within the community. If not urgently addressed, this situation risks escalating into open discontent and possible protests, as affected youths may feel they have no other avenue to have their grievances heard. As a human rights advocate and governance expert, I urge Vedanta Resources to take these concerns seriously.
Former Patriotic Front PF Deputy Secretary General Mombi Piri has strongly emphasized that the former ruling party will regain its full potential once real party members reunite ahead of the upcoming general election. Speaking on the political podcast, Ms. Piri described the current internal friction within the PF as not chaos, but as a necessary self-cleansing process that will leave only genuine PF members to contest in the August polls. She alleged that the United Party for National Development, UPND, government has been using schemes to destabilize the PF after failing on its campaign promises, leaving Zambians in a state of exhaustion. Ms. Piri highlighted a growing disconnect between UPND's 2021 campaign promises and the current reality facing Zambian citizens, specifically pointing to the rising cost of living and agricultural inputs, noticing that the promise of affordable commodities has not materialized. Reflecting on her own time in detention, Ms. Piri claimed her arrest was a calculated move by the UPND to instill fear in vocal PF leaders with the aim of silencing the former ruling party.
It's not in total confusion. Me, I call it, it's in self-cleansing. I believe it's God who is doing it. I wouldn't want to associate my name with destruction. Not everybody is on his own. Me, I'm with a group. When you look at this situation, I saw it because UPND wanted to destroy Patriotic Front. I'm one of those who was arrested on grounds, you know, I didn't kill anybody, but just to instill fear in me. And people thought when I come out of prison on Enole, I'll keep quiet. But that's not my nature. Me, I speak the truth. But these others, they can do anything to buy their freedom. Maybe because they know what they have done. Me, I know I'm very clean. Maybe that's why I speak. UPND is gone, and it's gone and gone. Among the alliance, what you expect to see on the ballot is Makhembe Zulu using a special purpose vehicle. Going to hear it when he goes to file in the nomination.
In a related development, Patriotic Front PF Central Province Chairman Billy Sichamba has rejected his reappointment to the position by party faction leader Mal Sampa, describing the move as illegal and harmful to party unity. Within an interview with Power FM, Mr. Sichamba expressed surprise at the announcement made during Mr. Sampa's recent press briefing. He explained that Sampa's continued appointments undermine the party's integrity and the expectations of the Zambian people. Mr. Sichamba criticized Sampa's leadership style, advising him to pursue a path that fosters unity rather than deepening divisions within the former ruling party. He cited the disputed October 24, 2023 convention, which Sampa had previously described as illegal in court documents, as a key concern. Referring to the court ruling that later validated the convention, Sichamba maintained that leaders must remain consistent and principled, emphasizing that accepting the appointment under the current circumstances would contradict his stance on the matter.
It's not
shocked by the announcement during the press conference that Honorable Miles Mamba held, that he had reappointed me as chairperson for Central Police, an appointment which I outrightly declined because I think it doesn't inspire me.